Parshios of Yisro Mishpatim emphasize the significance of Aseres Adibros, beginning with Anochi Hashem Elokecha Asher Hotzeisicha. The Ramban emphasizes in the end of Parshas Bo the meaning of Yetzias Mitzrayim and the critical role that it plays in terms of our emuna, bitachon, and so many mitzvos of the Torah. Yet somewhat surprising, when you look in the Rambam and Sefer HaMitzvos, you do not find that the Rambam acknowledges and enumerates the daily mitzvah of Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. One possibility, or Sameach writes, maybe according to the Rambam, only a din derabanan, but Slavetchik quoted B'Shem Reb Chaim that no, the Rambam admits a din daraisa. The reason it's not counted is because it is not an independent mitzvah, but rather it is part of the mitzvah of Kriyashma, part of Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. 4 days in Rishonim, what exactly is Kriyashma min HaTorah, the first Pasuk, the first Parsha, two Parshios? It seems from the Rambam that all three Parshios of Kriyashma are Daraisa. When the Rambam presents the Dinei Kriyashma, the Rambam writes, Kriyas Gimel Parshios Al HaSeder, Zui Nikris Kriyashma. Seemingly that Kriyashma, its totality, even the last Parsha, is part of the mitzvah of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. But yet, that is Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the answer is that that's not to be understood independent of, but rather very much part of Kabbalah Samalchus Shamayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu not only is a Borei, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a Manhig of HaMachadesh Betuva B'chol Yom Tamim. When you look in the Rambam regarding Kriyashma, you find an additional Chiddush as well. Somewhat unclear in the Rambam, when do you count something as independent mitzvahs, or when do you count various components simply as chelek mechelka mitzvah? The Rambam writes, for example, say from mitzvahs Kuf Samach Tes, that the mitzvah of Dalit Minim is not four separate mitzvahs, but only a single mitzvah. When it comes, for example, to tefillin, mitzvah Yud Beis, mitzvah Yud Gimel, the Rambam counts the tefillah Shorosh, the tefillah Shoyat as independent mitzvahs. If asked why exactly is that the case, what's the difference between Dalit Minim as opposed to tefillin, isn't the answer obvious? An answer that the Rambam himself acknowledges, that tefillin are ein ma'akvin zeh. If you don't have a tefillah Shoyat, you would still put on the tefillah Shorosh, Tosus writes in Brachos, Tav Samach, two brachos on the tefillah Shorosh. When it comes to Dalit Minim Shebelulav, certainly not. There's no independent kiyum of taking the lulav if you don't have an esrog. There the Dalit Minim are ma'akvin zeh, and that is an indicator of a seamlessness, chelek mechelke ha-mitzvah. That seems certainly to be easily understood, distinguishing between Dalit Minim as opposed to tefillin. But when you look a little bit earlier, mitzvah yud and sefer mitzvahs, kriyashma, there the Rambam writes kriyashma is a single mitzvah. Even though one is obligated to do so, v'shoch b'cho uv'kumecha, and certainly, ein ma'akvin zezeh, if a person didn't learn kriyashma last night, you would not tell them this morning, don't bother reciting kriyashma. They're independent, they're ein ma'akvin zezeh, and yet the Rambam counts it as a single mitzvah. The Ramban there in Mitzvah Yud is silent, but the Ramban in the very end of Sefer HaMitzvahs is Masig. The Ramban counts Kriyashma as two separate mitzvahs, not as a single mitzvah. After all, if there ain't ma'atvin zezeh, why should it be counted as mitzvah achas? So tefillin I get, and dalit minim I understand, but Kriyashma poses a difficulty. Rav Slavetchik once explained, Kriyashma, Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim, if I were to ask you that how important is Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim, or how much of your day should be spent with the mindset of Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. So imagine that you were to answer me, well, it takes about 3 minutes to recite Kriyashma, so therefore, you know, of an entire day, 6 minutes of your day should be occupied with Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim, and that is not relevant to the balance of the remainder of the day. It would sound absurd that that should be the case. One would immediately argue that no, Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim is a mindset, it's a consciousness, existentially, that this is who we are. It's not merely enough to take minutes during the day or minutes of the night. to recite Kriya Shema. Even though it's true that in terms of the act, the Maisa HaMitzvah of Kriya Shema, it's minutes here and minutes there, but the essence of Kabbalah Salam HaShamayim is to be able to inform the entire day. The entire day. You know, there are many mitzvos that we have that are Bayom. There are many mitzvos that are Balayla, but uniquely when it comes to Kriya Shema, it's not Yom versus Layla, but it's Zman Shchiva, it's Zman Kima. The first thing you do when you get up, of Kumecha, Kriya Shema. Before you go to sleep, of a Shavpacha, Kriya Shema. It's supposed to frame, it's supposed to inform the entire day. It's not enough to recite the Kriya Shema minutes here and minutes there. But the purpose of that recitation is in order to be able to express our general consciousness, that every moment of each day is invested in. Rostovichik had commented that he thought Kriya Shema, Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, in its kiyum, was a mitzvah tmidis. It's something which is ongoing. Similar to what Tosus writes in Brachos Naf Yer Aleph, that even though you recite Birchas HaTorah once, but la'olam eno miyayish daito emenu, but there's never a hesech hadas. There's always an awareness of the primacy of the Torah Hashem. Always a state of mind of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. With that in mind, you can understand very well that the chiyuv of Kriya Shema Balayla, the chiyuv of Kriya Shema Bayom, if the purpose to inform, to frame an entire day, they are not disjointed mitzvahs. One mitzvah uv shofkucha, another mitzvah uv kumecha, but as the Rambam stresses, pamayim b'chol yom parnes hashma. A person is obligated to recite Kriya Shema twice a day, each and every day. It's true. If you fail to do so at night, no one is going to argue that don't bother doing so today. Technically speaking, the Maisa Mitzvah wouldn't argue that Ma'akven Zezeh. But in terms of its emergence, its kiyum, its purpose to frame, so in such an instance, that is the confluence, the convergence of Vishofu of Kumecha. And that's why it's Mitzvah Achas of Pamayim b'choyom karnes hashma. There's a stunning comment in the Sefer Yireyim. If you wouldn't see it, something that I don't think you would envision. But Yireyim writes, in mitzvah aleph, kriya shma is a lo seseh. It's a lo seseh. The Torah tells us, in Dvaram Yudalad, rak yishom alecha, or shmor nashecha ma pen tishkach es hadvarim. What exactly is that a reference to? Hishomer is a lav. But what is it referring to? Ooh, the Ramban, Mamed Har Sinai, a consciousness. You have to be aware of Kabbalah Satorah. The Yireyim writes, it's Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. And if a person fails to recite Kriya Shema, he violates the Yireyim writes, a lav daraisa of Raki Shomer Lachor Shmer Nafshecha Pentishka Chesadorim, a chiddush of Yireyim. And then the Yireyim adds a point, the Pirushan the Yireyim, Tofos Yireyim, on the bottom, points out this diuk. When the Yireyim describes, when you violate the lav of Kriya Shema, the Yireyim writes, if the entire day should pass without the recitation of Kriya Shema. The essay of Kriya Shema is a v'shofu v'kumecha, pamayim b'chayim karnes hashma. But imagine a day without Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, that the Yireyim writes, Mefurish, Mitzvah Aleph, that's considered to be a lav. It's not merely just reciting the parsha, but it's a mindset. Ushmor nafshech ha'ma'od pentishkach. I remember Rav Slavetsch commenting that, look at how the Rambam begins. You know, when the Rambam begins every Seder, the Rambam quotes a pasuk. A pasuk that's supposed to capture, highlight the essence of the Sefer that the Rambam is about to discuss. So the Rambam is about to begin Sefer Ava. Sefer Ava that begins, of course, with Hilchos Kriya Shema. And the Rambam is going to cite a pasuk that somehow captures the significance, the essence of. What pasuk do you think the Rambam is going to cite that is a magnificent transition to the beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema? So the Rambam quotes, Tilum Kuf Yates, the pasuk that Baruch Hashem adorns our paroches, that Ma Hafsi Sorasecha Kol Hayom Hisichosi. That's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. You know, the Rambam's about to begin Hilchos Kriya Shema. What does Kriya Shema exactly have to do with Kol Hayom Hisichosi? But that's the essence, that it may very well be that in practice, a person is makabel malchus shamayim uveshoku kumecha, but it frames, it informs the entire day, a mindset, a consciousness. And that consciousness is Kol hayom hisichasi, that the entire day should be that sense of that sicha, that shira that we have. And Baruch Hashem, that's the opportunity that we have in the yeshiva. Kabbalas Malchus Shemayim, not simply only the Zman Shchiv and Zman Kima, but in a real sense of Kol Yom Yisichasi, to see everything that we do is done al Taras HaKodesh. Everything that we do, an opportunity to be Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. In the sense of the spirit of what the Rambam writes in his beginning, Sefer Ava, I have to acknowledge a sense of Hakaras HaTov, that the Paroches, the Bima Kavar, the Shtender can bear the name of my parents, Zichron Levracha. For me, it's Midas Ava, not simply toward my parents, but Midas Ava that I have toward each of you, toward our yeshiva, that lasting relationship that Baruch Hashem really can be summed up in this pasuk that the Rambam quotes. For us, it's a mission statement of Avodas Hashem and the finest level, to recognize that if a person wants to really demonstrate the sense of Ava Sator and Yirah Shamayim, make sure that it's done not just simply in spurts and stops and starts, but recognize that mindset of Kol Hayom Hisichasi.